Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, with that nasty weather, maybe you don't want to do anything outside. You want to stay in and just do something in the house? Well, watching TV, catching up on some shows. And we've got a couple that we have been tipped off on, and they're pretty interesting. We'll share with you what we're watching coming up next.
99.1 The Mix. It's Elizabeth and Radar. I'm producer Dave. Elizabeth is out, and I love television. It's my livelihood. I used to say when I was out of school for a semester, I dropped out of school for a semester back my sophomore year, and I just watched TV shows, and I told everyone I'm just studying. Because I was studying to be an actor, and me watching these TV shows is more than I ever would have done in class.
So you're learning from
exactly.
The
you got to learn
TV
from
shows.
Experience, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But something that you have told everybody here at the radio station, not just here at the Mix, but everybody that works here in our sister stations down the hall, is this Fire Festival.
Oh,
both on
my gosh.
Netflix and Hulu. This is a true story that happened
amazing.
Back in 2016, 2017. And those are some good ones for people to really get caught up in. And it's like an hour and a half almost.
Yeah, they're both documentaries. I think it's great that there's a documentary on Hulu and a documentary on Netflix. Because what this Fire Festival was, it was supposed to be like the new Coachella. It was the new big shiny thing for millennials of this generation to go to a music festival. And it was super expensive. And it was on this private island in the Bahamas, and the Hulu documentary gets kind of behind the who is this Billy McFarland. Billy McFarland is the guy who created Fire Festival.
Okay.
And they even talked to him in the Hulu one. But the Netflix one is more about the who the Fire Festival affected and what was the results of this enormous scam. And it's so fascinating to see both those documentaries. They're both great. I recommend watching both of them. Amazing stuff.
That's
amazing stuff.
It was pretty cool. I watched it, and then, of course, I texted producer Dave, and he goes, "Now you got to watch the other one that's on Hulu or whatever." So I'm like, okay, there's two episodes or two, I guess, documentaries, you could say, to watch on this. But you know what? It passed the time. It really keeps you engaged. And here I thought, you know, watching The Masked Singer was going to be something huge, but
Masked Singer,
it is pretty good.
Another great show. The thing with Fire Festival before we moved to Masked Singer, though, is that the Fire Fest is such a great like study on the psychology of the American kid in this generation, you know, like what's important to them.
Right.
Because really what's important right now is social media. And if you're not on social media, you feel like they talk about FOMO, and it's amazing. It's go watch it. It's fascinating.
If you're not connected in social media, you're totally missing out. And we've also got a video. If you go to 991themix.com, you'll see a video there. I'm covering my face because I'm talking about the Masked Singer. But yeah, it's TV shows to watch in 2019. New ones, renewed ones, whatever ones that the staff here really likes. So yeah, there's producer Dave is on there talking about a show that he watches.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, baby.
Elizabeth, I'm on there. And Aaron Carreno and Molly Cruz also talking about the things you need to watch. And there's some things I've been hearing about. And like, you know what? Now that it's winter, now that we're, you know, some of us are stuck inside, you want to do anything outside, this is really perfect to cuddle up on the couch and catch some of these shows.
So you love The Masked Singer?
I do like The Masked Singer, yeah. I didn't think I would, but you know what? One episode, barely like half an episode, I'm like, all right, now I'm hooked. I got to find out who these people are.
Yeah, I think it's because there's no parameters. It's so like interesting because I just want to know what level of celebrity they're going to get to. Like, who's going to be the biggest celebrity they're going to reveal? Is Obama going to come out? Is like, you know, is who's going to come out?
If it's anything like the Korean version, which is the original version, and you had Eric Thames that was just revealed.
Our own Eric Thames.
This could be pretty interesting. So, yeah, check out TV and also check out that the video that we have on 991themix.com. You'll see it there right on the homepage.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.